for organizing this discussion and the panelists for their presentation. And I'd also like to share some best practices the United States has gleaned from our recent experiences, especially regarding women. They include actively recruiting women is critical for inclusion of women in clearance efforts, as many assume that such jobs are reserved for men. Involving current women deminers in recruitment drives can illustrate how women can support these life-saving efforts. And including women in mine action creates opportunities for upward mobility for women in both security force units responsible for clearing IEDs and demining NGOs. Men with military backgrounds in demining and EOD operations historically have taken the role of clearing IEDs. However, as more women receive military training in this highly technical field and our NGO partners train more women operators with non-military backgrounds to conduct this work, we are seeing many country programs embrace women operators as an integral part of their workforce. These NGO-trained women operators can grow into leadership positions with these and other demining organizations. Based on our recent experiences in Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Yemen, we have found that local dynamics play a critical role in shaping how we promote and how local communities accept the involvement of women in mitigating the threats posed by landmines, unexploded ordnance, and IEDs. With this in mind, we always ask our partners to work closely with local communities to identify what roles women are comfortable playing and then design an approach that accommodates local norms while also empowering women. Integrating women into explosive hazard clearance operations is just one of the ways that the United States is empowering women to play a larger role in the security sector. As more women become more active in efforts related to clearing explosive hazards, the technical expertise they gain will open the door for other opportunities while laying the groundwork for future women leaders. I thank you.
Je remercie la distinguée déléguée des États-Unis pour son intervention.